Despite some progress in recent years, Germany's armed forces are far from being in an ideal state. That's the conclusion that the Parliamentary Commissioner for Bundeswehr Affairs, Reinhold Robber, reached in his latest annual report, presented in Berlin on Thursday. Problems related to a lack of funding, inappropriate equipment, and a lack of skilled personnel are not new, but as Heidi Graupner reports, it's troubling that they remain unresolved given years of restructuring.
Commissioner Reinhold Robbe said vast resources had been pumped into better equipment for German soldiers who are active in UN-mandated or NATO-led missions abroad. He highlighted the increased supply of ultra-modern armoured vehicles to patrol units in Afghanistan and elsewhere, saying that soldiers there were now better protected. But at home, he continued, not enough vehicles were available for training purposes. Appropriate equipment, Robbe added, was a general problem at many bases across the country. But not only that. 2 days ago, I visited troops at one of Germany's largest Bundeswehr bases, notably the Air Force at Cologne-Wahn, Robber says. Of the 200 buildings on the premises there, 50% are older than 50 years, and 25% are older than 70 years. And they look it. But that's not the only problem. Officers and soldiers complained of unbearable bureaucracy levels in the armed forces, saying that soon they'd regulate themselves to death. And talking about the technical equipment, one soldier said that the Bundeswehr aspired to be a key player among its allies, but lacked even the basics. Reinhold Robber also criticized the fact that despite the new challenges for German soldiers in difficult missions abroad, their standing in German society had not improved. He called for more respect for their hard work, a demand that Ulrich Kirsch from the Bundeswehr's own association representing the interests of the military supports wholeheartedly. There's a friendly indifference towards the Bundeswehr, he says. People are not interested because the job of our soldiers is not properly communicated in society. German policymakers have often ignored the challenges involved in Bundeswehr missions abroad, portraying them as routine stints. If there's more general publicity around the Bundeswehr, he says, society will learn to appreciate the job of our soldiers to a much larger extent. The latest report on the state of the armed forces once again highlighted the lack of medical experts in the Bundeswehr, with 100 more physicians quitting in 2008 because of low pay or too many stints abroad away from their families. Opposition leaders said the annual report by the commissioner largely ignored the issues surrounding the seemingly arbitrary system of selection for the draft. Only about half of all eligible young men in Germany have to serve in the armed forces because requirements in terms of skills and fitness levels have risen dramatically as the Bundeswehr's focus shifts towards out-of-area missions. Critics repeated their demand that conscription be scrapped to pave the way for a professional army. Hardy Graupner, Deutsche Welle Radio, Berlin.